Good morning. Welcome to the English Programs Audio Booze collection of podcasts for the 30th of November. Almost December, not quite. It's certainly getting very close, I have to say. It is indeed. And I'm hoping today, because yesterday, when everyone's saying, oh, it's snowing in the UK, here in Spain, it's been probably as cold as is for you, if I can say that properly. But for some reason, it was raining as well, so we had the cold and we had the rain, and normally the rain makes it warmer. But for some reason, it went colder, but we had no snow. So today, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, it stays dry and we get the snow. It'd just be so tragic if I go back to England and I miss the snow here, and by the time I get to England, I've missed the snow there as well. That would be terrible. So let's hope something good happens. Speaking of snow, as part of my Bring Back Due South campaign goes, I'm going to be gently reminding everybody every day that there's an episode of Due South to watch, that there is an episode of Due South to watch, if that makes any sense. The BBC are doing us proud. They are showing an episode every weekday and in the afternoons, and today is no exception. Tuesday, 30th of November, 2010, Due South, 1 o'clock. It's on, and we've moved on to Series 2, today's episode, North. It's the first of 18 episodes. A holiday in the Northwoods becomes a desperate lesson in survival. And I've sort of done my various bits of research. I ended up on the IMDb website, imdb.com, the episode guide for Due South. And it says something here. The music, listen out for Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Ode to Joy. Now, I could be wrong, but that may have appeared on the soundtrack. So watch out for that. If you like Beethoven, anyway. So there we go. Any comments about this particular episode, you can write in if you want to. And I don't want to give a spoiler or anything. That's the problem, you see. But it says here, taking some rest and relaxation to rebuild Fraser's cabin, which unfortunately sort of blew up in a previous episode, Fraser and Vecchio find themselves in dire straits when an escaped convict masquerades as their pilot, crashing them in the Canadian wilderness. Their misfortune grows when Fraser reveals the crash has left him blind. Okay, so watch out for that. That synopsis was written by Mark Cabot. And the episode was originally aired in the US on the 5th of January in 1996. Wow, so quite a while away. So listen out or watch out for the episode if you can, and do your bit to help the campaign to bring back Due South. Now, I do realise the BBC are doing their bit by literally bringing it back, but what the campaign is about is making new episodes. That's the campaign, if you like, which we've started. So, look, it was on in Canada the 9th of November, 95, in the US, I've just said, the 5th of January, 96, and in Germany, 13th of April, 1997. And I shall just say, you know, if you can, watch out for that. Okay, that's Due South today. Due South is on, as I say, every weekday, and we shall be gently, very, very gently, reminding you to watch it if you happen to be in the UK. I can't speak for BBC America or anywhere else, but BBC Two in the UK, it's on today, so watch out for that at 1 o'clock. And if you're interested, there are other things on BBC Two as well while you're there. If you watch Due South and you like that, then after that, what have we got? There's also Car Booty, Ready Steady Cook. Watch that while you can, because I think the BBC have announced that's been cancelled. And then Murder, She Wrote. On a visit to Japan, Jessica Fletcher meets up with one of her former students. The episode's called Kendo Killing. And after that, Flog It.